is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bet, yeah, Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5. Hopefully you're shaking off the effects of lack of sleep. If you're up in the, midnight hour, trying to chase down some two-for-one crockpots at $15 on Black Friday, hey, steal of a deal, I don't blame you. One iota on that. But, Lundy, let's go ahead and get after it and make some stellar bets, hopefully, here on this Black Friday. We're going to have some action on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So just a reminder, if you're consuming this podcast anytime over the holiday extended weekend. So let's make some college cash first. It's rivalry weekend in college football. You know all too well, as the Beavs and Ducks are going toe-to-toe, a lot at stake, just a wee bit in that game being played in Eugene, whether it's in that contest or somewhere else, maybe some action on Friday, could be on Saturday. What is your best bet on the junior gridiron?
Well, Brad, we've actually had a little bit of luck lately, looking for some upsets in the Mountain West. Now, last couple of weekends, I've thrown a few out. I think last weekend we went, 2 for 3, I think, on the upset picks, and a couple of those were tied into the Mountain West. I'm going to go to some evening football tomorrow, and let's talk about the Aztecs. They are 5.5-point dogs to Fresno State. And I'm actually going to say the Aztecs shall rise again. We're going to be going back to our world history classes in junior high. Let's talk about those Aztecs. Give me the Aztecs straight up on the money line at plus 170. That's one of my favorite money line upsets for tomorrow. Anything can happen in a rivalry. Don't ask me about the game tonight because I don't want to talk about it. In this particular case, I look at where I think San Diego State can have success, where it matches up against Fresno State, particularly on the Bulldogs' defensive side. And I don't know, you get one break that can go the Aztecs' way. Could Fresno State blow them out? Of course they can, because that's the kind of thing that can happen in a rivalry game. But I really like the Aztecs tomorrow night. And at plus 170, to me, that is worth it at big-time plus odds on rivalry weekend. So that's going to be my college football plus bus for the weekend.
Yeah, I like that call. I think that is excellent. You had me at Mountain West. Whether you're talking about college football or basketball, I cannot resist that conference. I love it so dearly. I also love the high drama that's going to take place between Ohio State and Michigan. So on this SGP, come with me if you're buying what I am selling. Give me the Ohio State. Again, I have to say that for copyright purposes. Otherwise, Eddie George is going to knock on my door and throw his fist right between my eyes. And I've worked with Eddie George. He was a very muscular fellow, even at his advanced age. I'm still intimidated by Skeletor, so I'm not going to rattle him in any way, shape, or form. So I'm going to take the Buckeyes, +7.5, and I'm going to take the under in this game at 53.5. You put that together at ESPN Bet, get it plus money, plus 112, believe it or not. Here's the deal. I think this game is going to be a war of attrition. Now, you see in the last five games in this series, the over is actually hit on the standard line. That's why I'm playing safety first and taking that total up to 53.5 and slamming the under. And I feel confident that portion is going to hit despite the trend. Why? Look at the advanced EPA data that is out there. Michigan, number 4 in the country, EPA per play defense. Ohio State, no slouches, embodying up the opposition, number 23 in EPA per play defense. Offensively, Michigan number 2 in the country in EPA data, and Ohio State at number 19. Just given the enormity of the stakes that are tied to this game, whether for the Big Ten or playoff purposes on the national scene, I think this could be a first to 20, maybe 23 wins in the end. He got no Harbaugh there on the sidelines. Bark at the rest or his players either. That could play a factor in this game. So I think Michigan's going to win, but I only think they're going to win by 3. I got 2017, maybe 23-20 in the end in this matchup. Again, that is must see TV on Saturday. So to recap on this SGP, give me the Buckeyes +7.5 and the under on the all total at 53.5 at +112 juice. at ESPN Bet with that wager on the board. And Lundy's already rolling in high hilarity. I don't really know why. You want to share?
I'm laughing as we're recording, Brad. So I couldn't resist when Iowa Nebraska came out at 25.5 on the over under this morning. And I took the over because I said, screw it. This is the lowest over under in like the last 20 years or something like that in college football. And as we speak, Nebraska just scored. So the total's up to 17 already.
Maybe the over is going to hit. Hey, Ben, I took the over the Iowa Illinois game last week, and I think they scored like 19 points the first half. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to cash. And then what happened after halftime? There was like, I don't know, 7 or 10 total points, and the under hit again. The under just keep on cashing with Iowa. But we'll see how much sweat Lundy's going to pull up as the action.
25.5. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. I couldn't resist. I had to take the over just to see what would happen.
Yeah, leather helmet football at its finest. With those bets on the board, and Lundy already sweating out some action here on this Black Friday, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Nuevo Cinco on the countdown here today. Again, this is all NFL Week 12 on the main slate, and some of the player props that I really have found endearing and interesting. And let's start off with Numero Cinco here and Isaiah Likely. And Likely, I'm going to drink a lot of tequila the next, several days. And Likely, I'm going to take the over, which I did, on receiving yards for the elevated starter at tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. That number sitting at just 28.5 against the L.A. Chargers in the City of Angels, -114 juice there at FanDuel Sportsbook. This number is way too low in my estimation. The Mark Andrews is donezo for the season, as we saw last week, devastating injury, but Likely is a guy we've seen it before last year, really steps up when given the opportunity. He's got excellent separation skills, he's got pretty good downfield speed, and he's got the trust, most importantly, of Lamar Jackson. Now, last week, filling in for Andrews, because Andrews went out early, he ran 27 routes, only enticed a couple of targets, and had a donut across the box score in receptions and yards and touchdowns. I don't think that's going to be the case against the Chargers, knowing how friendly this secondary is. Number 26 in pass EPA defense, and more importantly, they give it up 6.5 receptions per game and 67.5 yards per game to the tight end position. So if Likely, and I think he's going to be locked in to, again, 25 to 30 routes in this game, he will get himself open. Lamar Jackson, hopefully, is going to find him, and he'll cash in on, say, 3 to 4 receptions in this game. And by the way, it's 2.5 receptions. That's a prop available right now. Juiced up, -140 at FanDuel, but I kind of like that action as well. Maybe you want to parlay this with the over on receiving yards. I don't hate that maneuver. So, again, to recap, Isaiah Likely over 28.5 receiving yards against the Chargers, -114 at FanDuel. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, it's the Chargers. I mean, come on. They don't know. I tell you right now, they're going to have a different head coach next year. You're going to have all these things going on with the Chargers. I think they're getting to the point of starting to feel like they're phoning it in. I'm taking this one. They're susceptible when it comes to guys like Likely. This is 30-plus yards, in my opinion, so take it while you can. And frankly, if somebody out there will give you the alt line at 30 or more and get you closer to plus odds, I would take it. To me, very similar to what we did earlier this week on Monday on the pod. We were talking NBA, right? And I told you to take Scotty Barnes. His number was 18.5. I said, take him for 20 or more, because then you're in plus odds. What did he finish with? Exactly 20 points. So he cashed on that one. And we're talking about a difference of 1 point that got you to plus odds, which is why I wanted to play it. So I kind of feel the same way about Likely. If somebody has his threshold at 30 plus that you can take and maybe get closer to plus 100, do it.
Oh, yeah. Let's make some money. And Likely, let's celebrate the end with a glass of the love juice.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's live in the land down under on the second fiddle in the backfield of the Atlanta Falcons. And as Tyler Allgeier, who's not going to shift in high gear, I believe against the New Orleans Saints, I'll take that under and comfortably so at 42.5 rush yards. Also posted a FanDuel at a -114 juice. The number is just too high. And again, the trend is thy friend in this instance, because you look at Algier, the last three games, he has been under 12 rush attempts consecutively. And he's been under this number as a result consecutively because Arthur Smith, he shaved the mustache and he finally started listening to everybody who was stating the obvious. Give the damn rock to Bijan Robinson a minimum of 20 times. So they're feeding the beast. And as a result, Algier's not seeing nearly the workload that he saw earlier this season. A guy that's averaging just 2.89 yards after contact per attempt, only has a 18.4% missed tackle rate as well. As I mentioned, under 12 attempts in three straight, under this number in three straight. And you look at the New Orleans Saints, fly the fleur-de-lis is certainly a theme with this run defense. They're only giving up 3.62 yards per carry, and in total, 80.2 rush yards per game to the running back position. So you calculate the data, you carry the one. Algier, I don't think, is going to escape the 30s in this matchup. That's why I am under on 42.5 rush yards against the Saints, -114 at FanDuel. Lundy, pay to follow.
I don't like anything involving under after the amount of food that I ate yesterday, because that was 10,000% the over. Now, it was also about a -5,500 that I was going to get to the point where I needed the sweatpants and like loosen the drawstring. And just kind of, I was sort of occupying my own zip code there for a while yesterday evening. And then my mother said, oh, don't forget, we have pie. Oh,
yeah, I'll have seconds of that as well after you eat the first one.
And by the way, it was spectacular pie, but it was, I definitely was all about the over from a food consumption standpoint. So I get a little nervous with anything involving under on Thanksgiving weekend, just because it just feels like it's a gluttonous time and we should be playing nothing but overs. But second fiddle, they finally woke up about Bijan Robinson, much to the dismay of plenty of fantasy owners who lost out on opportunities in weeks 1 through 6 of their fantasy seasons. But I think you got to play the under in this one. I'll be honest, Brad, I think you're going to sweat a little bit. I think he's going to be upper 30s, and you're going to hope that he does not wind up with that extra carry down the stretch, just like me with the extra piece of pie.
Yeah, and I'm carrying an extra roll already. It just kind of jumped on my frame from the gluttony that I endured yesterday. But I'm feeling good. We're going to shed some weight, maybe sweat it out, with the under on Tyler Algier.
Number 3.
Newborn Trace here on the Fade 5 podcast. Hashtag requisite Warren. Let's get that bad boy trending, like hashtag mandatory Montgomery. Jalen Warren, I think, is going to have a sizable workload. So as a result, give me the over on 48.5 rush yards in a divisional matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals, out as Matt Canada as OC. And as a result, I think this team is going to do what they should have been doing really the entire year, and that is feeding the more talented back in this backfield, a guy who's producing at a very high level compared to Najee Harris, and that is Jalen Warren. You disagree? Well, here is all the numeric evidence that you could possibly need. Warren is number one in the NFL among qualifying running backs in yards after contact per attempt at 4.44. He is number one among qualifying running backs in missed tackle rate with an obscene 41.3% in that category. And he is number three in yards created per touch. He is the picture of efficiency. So as a result, he is breezed past this in three straight games. I think he's going to get a minimum of 13 to 15 carries in this game. And you look at Cincinnati, Lundy, they are number 29, are the Bengals, in rush EPA defense. And this has been really a bugaboo for them the entire year. You could say, well, Burrow really didn't live up to the expectations. So he was playing well. Now he's derailed. He's out for the year. We got Jake Browning, but the defense deserves considerable blame for taking a step back with this franchise and their overall level of performance. On top of that, Cincinnati giving up 4.55 yards per carry to running backs, 92.9 rush yards per game to RBs as well. Seven RBs have hit the over on this. And I think Warren, he may do this in the first half. Hell, he could do this on a single run. Give him the shimmy, the shake, and the electricity in the leg. So to put it all together, Jalen Warren over 48.5 rush yards in the Queen City, -115 at BetMGM. Lundy, pay to follow.
I don't think he's going to do it in one carry, but I'll give it to you that he could do it in two. I mean, I think you're getting a little, I'm getting a little greedy here. Like, yeah, he's gonna break one off for like 67 yards.
And did it last week?
I know.
Do it again.
Yeah, settle down over there, okay? Settle down. Right, I understand. Right. I understand that it's a long holiday week and all, and you're gonna get the drinking on. I understand. I understand that. I actually got a bottle of Suavecito right over here. If you want me to go ahead and pour one for you,
please.
Now that you're ready for the weekend. But I do like this one a lot because I wish I had it pulled up in front of me. Let me find it here between now and bonus time. I want to figure out what his longest rush is. Because that's another bet that I would totally play when it comes to Jalen Warren.
I got it here in front of me. You ready? You want to take a guess at what that number is?
I'm going to call it 17 and a half.
Much lower than that, 14 and a half. Best odds of business, -120 right now at BetMGM.
Play it right here. I got my BetMGM window open right now. I'm going to go find it and make that bet while you're yammering on about whatever the hell it is we're going to talk about at number two.
Fire off a ticket, Jalen Warren over rush yards. Fire off another ticket. Lundy and I are going to do it on longest rush for Jalen Warren. Why? It's requisite.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's go the plus money on the board with an SGP. And come with me if you are buying what I'm selling on this one. You guys already know that I'm a loud, proud member of Team C.J. Stroud. So give me C.J. Stroud, 250-plus pass yards. Give me C.J. Stroud, two or more passing touchdowns against the Jacksonville and Jaguars. And that is plus 120, believe it or not, at BetMGM. Why is this so high on the board this week and highly confident? I feel it's going to cash. Yes, Jacksonville, got to put respect on their name. Number six in pass EPA defense this season. They're giving up just 7.01 pass yards per attempt. However, they've also allowed 265.9 pass yards per game and 1.9 passing touchdowns per game. Four quarterbacks have done this season against them, including C.J. Stroud, who back in week three went for 280 in two passing touchdowns. A guy has been unreal, especially at home. This is going to be played in H-Town. He's got well north of 100 passer rating there within the friendly confines. And you look at C.J. Stroud, he has done this five times this season. And in those home matchups, he's got a 13-4 touchdown interception split. Put it all together, man. Again, C.J. Stroud should go ham in this rematch against Jacksonville. So give me C.J. Stroud in the SGP, 250-plus pass yards, and C.J. Stroud, two or more passing touchdowns. You do that at BetMGM, a cool plus 120 juice. Lundy, better follow.
Automatic. Keep going. I'm sorry. Stroud has been spectacular this season. He is a ton of fun to watch. He is stacking the stat column, and this is a plus odds SGP on two very easy thresholds for him to get, especially going up against Jacksonville and playing at home. You put all this together, and this to me is an auto bet on C.J. Stroud. And frankly, it's felt like, other than a couple of defensive matchups where maybe you get a little bit nervous on the passing touchdown total, this has been an automatic bet for this guy. He is killing it this season. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, the future and nearly a lock to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Bank again on C.J. Stroud.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 NFL Week 12 edition, Michael Pittman Jr. Yeah, the son of the gun show from back in the day. I love the over on receptions. So much so, I'm going to take it on an alt line at ESPN Bet, and that's over 6.5 catches against a yardless Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that secondary has got all kinds of issues. The juice on that, plus 130. Yeah, let's get seduced by that juice. It's definitely sledgehammer worthy in my estimation. The reason being is this. Tampa's number 25 in pass EPA defense this season. They're giving up 7.96 pass yards per attempt. 10 guys have caught at least six passes against them. And you look at Michael Pittman, he is most likely going to line up against Carlton Davis in coverage who is allowed, and I'm not making this up. I looked all the data up at Pro Football Focus, a 138.3 passer rating and 70.5 catch percentage. 70.5 catch rate. That is what Carlton Davis has allowed this year. Pittman's gone over this in 7 of 9 games, his last 9 games. And in those 7 contests he hit the over, he got to 8. And every single one, the workload is mammoth at 9.8 targets per game. He's averaging 6.6 receiving or receptions per game. And he is number 2 in total route wins as tracked by playerprofiler.com. So tally it all up. Michael Pittman on this threshold, and I'm ramping it up. The number right now is at 5.5 in most books, but ESPN, you can take it up even higher. And I am on the over 6.5 receptions against the Buccaneers, plus 130 at ESPN Bet. My number one play here in NFL Week 12, Lundy, Vader, follow.
Oh, you start messing with alt totals and trying to get greedy. I know. I just told you to do it when it came to
The
yards. I know. I'll roll the dice that he can get up to number 7. As you said, the normal number is sitting at the 5.5. So, for example, if you tried to put together, if you tried to do an all Michael Pittman SGP right now, so if you took him for 60 or more yards and 6 or more catches, you're sitting at minus 110. As an example, if you tried to build that right now at DK, that's what it comes out to be. So I think at this point, you might as well take the plus odds that you can get at ESPN because they are giving you that alt threshold. So I can live with this one. As everyone knows, we are doomed because it means that I agreed with you on everything, and that means we are royally effed. But, you know, life goes on, and we just roll the dice, and we hope that we're right. That's right.
You know, if we shed units, and I go, let's say, 0-for-5 on the Fade 5 today, there are ample additional opportunities to make it all back. And maybe then some. It's bonus time! Lundy, could be on the gridiron, whether on the junior circuit or the professional. Could be on the ice with the NHL, the NBA, or the hardwood, or college basketball with all of the holiday tournaments that are going on. Choose your own adventure, my man. What do you got on your various cards this weekend?
Well, as you well know, I leave the college basketball to you, which I'm more than happy to do at this point because, Brad, over the course of the last couple of days, when we have not been doing this podcast, but over the course of the last few days, man, I have I'm happy for the Rammies, but that ruined a parlay for me with Creighton being a favorite and losing to the CSU Rams yesterday. That ruined a parlay for me. Everywhere I've been going with my parlays, there's like one leg that's just screwing me in college basketball. So I'm going to leave that to you because I've clearly proven that I have absolutely no idea.
Lundy, I also missed several parlays because of stupid Creighton and Colorado State just beating that ass yesterday in that matchup.
Yeah, it's really ugly. Folks, I'm going to tell you, you can choose your own adventure with the Oregon State game tonight, but here's what I will throw out there. If you gave me the choice, and I'm probably not going to bet on this game just because, again, it's my alma mater and it is the 127th Civil War. I don't care that they don't want to call it the Civil War anymore. It will always be the Civil War to me. And then, of course, you know, Oregon bailing and leaving the conference. And so it's the last time it's going to happen for a while. So I'm probably just going to sit back and enjoy it. However, if you wanted to try to play this, I would tell you to take the spread from 13.5 up to maybe 18.5, something like that. Then take the total up and play the under. That is how I would do it. And I would essentially if I were doing it, I would try to bump those up to the point where I could still stick right around plus 105, plus 110, somewhere in that range. I do think there's a little bit of disrespect to Oregon State with the fact that this is at 13.5, but I also understand that Autzen Stadium is one of the biggest home field advantages in all of college football. So I understand why that's the case. And Oregon State played spoiler last year, which means the Ducks are pissed. And they will come out firing. But this is a good Oregon State team. I still stand by my statement that I think it's one of the best offensive lines in all of college football, not just in the Pac-12. So I think if you could take that spread up, but I also believe that if Oregon State can keep it close, like I think that they can, that also is going to favor the idea of the under. And so that's why, in my opinion, take the spread up with the points with Oregon State, take the total up, and then play the under, just because that's what I am expecting to wind up happening. Over the course of the ice this evening and this afternoon, and in fact, there are 15 games the National Hockey League today. However, a bunch of them are already underway. Eight of the 15 games actually get started before 4 o'clock Eastern, and there's two happening right now as we speak. But I want to look at a couple things this evening. First of all, goal in the first 10. I have to apologize, Brad, to the Fade 5 family. Do you remember when we did the pod on Wednesday? You and I were doing like a supersized edition, and so I cut myself off because I didn't want to keep rambling on. I had 5 games that I liked the gift in on Wednesday, and I went 5-0, and I didn't share them. I didn't share them here on the pod, and so I apologize to the Fade 5 family for not doing that, because I did go 5-0. Here are two that I like this evening. Give me Colorado on the road against the Minnesota Wild. Give me a yes gift in that one. Again, if you're new, goal in the first 10 minutes. And then Vancouver on the road taking on Seattle, the Kraken in that one. I'm taking a gift in both of those. First and foremost, for Minnesota, it has happened in every one of their home games this season so far. There has been a gift. I know eventually streaks are made to be broken, but I'm going to ride with that one, and I'll take the yes gift there. Same thing with Seattle. It's happened in nearly 90% of their home games this season that a gift has occurred. So I'm following the trend here, folks. Put both of those together on the yes gift line. It is a plus 144. Also, in the Colorado-Minnesota game, give me Mikko Rantanen for a power play point. You can get that at plus 105 at DraftKings. Why? Minnesota has the worst penalty kill in the entire National Hockey League this season. It is around 65%. They are awful. And as disjointed as the Avs' power play has looked so far this season, put them up against the worst PK team, and I think they can take care of it. Plus, Mikko Rantanen in 31 career games against Minnesota, he's got 35 points. So I'm going to play the odds that it happens on the man advantage. People were watching the social media world as it pertains to Nathan MacKinnon because he did not participate in morning skate today. That was because he was given the morning off. He got banged up pretty bad blocking a goal the other night. But Coach Jared Bednar has said he will play. He is plus 105 at FanDuel. It's the only place you can get plus odds for an anytime goal this evening. I'm a little bit nervous because of the fact that he's banged up, but Mac has not scored in 6 straight games, and this is one of the best players in the National Hockey League, so I'm going to take the chance that he scores a goal. So I will do that, especially if FanDuel is going to give it to me at plus odds. Going to the hardwood this evening, this is a 4-legger on points for the NBA. Follow along with the bouncing ball, folks. Giannis for 25 or more against the Wizards. Cade Cunningham for 18 or more against the Pacers. Give me Ant for 20 or more going up against the Kings, and give me KD to have 25 or more on the road against Memphis. Real quick, Giannis 25, KD 25, Anthony Edwards 20, Cade Cunningham 18. That is a plus 134 at DraftKings. I don't want to waste too much time trying to break down the reasons why, but I will take the advantage of the matchups with those, and that is a low threshold compared to their standard line for all four of those guys. And again, a plus 134. And then I'm going right back to the well. We made a lot of money on Wednesday night. I hope you tailed me when I pointed out that it was plus 165 at ESPN. It's plus 145 at FanDuel tonight. Joker, triple-double. That's all I got to say.
And then,
plus 145. Folks, if you can get it at above plus 125, it's worth rolling the dice with what he is doing right now. They lost on Wednesday, and he's still racking up a triple-double. It's just, it's insane what this guy does. And then lastly, I will have a bunch more before Sunday, but frankly, there was so much early hockey action today that that's what I was focused on this morning. So I'll post up some more NFLs for you. But I'm going to bring up a name that I ridicule Brad every single time Brad throws him out here on the pod, but I can't help it because of the matchup. Give me Taysom Hill over 18.5 rush yards against the Atlanta Falcons. Most books have him at 19.5. I don't hate it at 19.5, but I went ahead and played it at BetMGM this morning because they had him at 18.5. I had to pay an extra 10 cents in the juice, but I'll do that just to buy myself the yard. Again, this comes down to what the matchups are. You're talking about an Atlanta team that has given up I mean, I think they gave up like 40-something rushing yards to Trevor Lawrence. And I know that Taysom's not technically a quarterback, but it's where he lines up, et cetera. So take the over on the yardage. I think he finishes at 20-plus. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, it's a great call on Taysom Hill. I'm totally with you there. I have not fired off a ticket on it. As soon as I wrap with this podcast, that's exactly what I'm going to do. All right, let's get some Team Huevos parlay play action. It's not overly Huevos-y because I have yet to build a massive SGP or multi-leg parlay for the NFL because family. I'm sorry. It's the holiday. So on this little two-legger, Stephon Diggs, 70-plus receiving yards, and same thing with A.J. Brown, 70-plus receiving yards, plus 124 on that very simple SGP. I built that at DraftKings Sportsbook. A.J. Brown's coming off of his worst effort of the entire season. It was a clunker. The Buffalo Bills have been bogged down in that secondary due to myriad injuries. He's going to go off. I think it's going to be minimum 90 yards, could be a 100-yard game for A.J. Brown. So if you want to take that up and spike the juice as well, I don't blame you for the premier field stretchers in the NFL and a guy who's always given Jalen Hurts an earful if he is not getting the rock thrown in his general direction. And then in Can I Diggs It? Hell yes, I can. Was Stephon. Standard lines is 73.5. So if you don't want to take it down to 70 and just go to go on the over on the standard line, that's a very smart maneuver as well. Philadelphia has allowed the fifth most wide receiver yards this season. Eight guys have gone over this total. Got to get a lot of Bradbury in coverage. He's allowed a 111.8 pass rate in his assignments. Diggs hit the over on the 73.5 line. The standard won six times. He's number 11 in yak, number five in total air yards. He's seeing 10.2 targets per game. A lot of pew, pew, pew shootout appeal between Bills and Eagles. So on this simple two-legger, SGP, Diggs, 70 or more yards. A.J. Brown, 70 more yards, plus 124 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere in the National Football League, Derrick Henry, I think he's going to get an anytime touchdown, and the Titans score the dub as well. You put those two together at BetMGM, plus 135. They're taking on the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, you've heard it time and time again on this podcast, dead last in rush EPA defense. They've allowed 16 total touchdowns to the running back position. So, Seahole, Smashle, definitely going to be the name of the game for the football Frankenstein. There in Henry, who interestingly is only number 30 in red zone total touches this season among running backs, has only scored four times as well, which is just odd. But I think he's going to splash six in this game, and I think Tennessee's going to get the win again, plus 135 there at BetMGM. Lundy, I know you've been backing this prop, and I'm going to do it again. Samaje Perine, just take the over on receiving yards. I grab it at 19.5. I think it's up to 20.5. At most of the books. What's that?
I would follow. I'd be okay even up at 20.5. I'd be fine with that. And by the way, a little extra bonus, I'm laying the 1.5 with Denver. There's a little bit of swagger happening with this team right now. They're starting to believe it is going to be cold as hell on Sunday for this game. So I think it's going to be low scoring again. And if it is, it's 1.5 right now. Standard juice minus 110 at DK. I'm laying it. I think the Broncos win this thing by at least a field goal.
Yeah, and you could actually parlay that with Perine. Maybe take the receiving yards down to like 15 and slam that over. ESPN Bet has a ton of options, and the juice is usually really friendly there at that book. But just on the Perine standard line, whether 19.5, 20.5, I think he's going to hit the over. Seven guys have gone over this against Cleveland this season. They're giving up 26.4 yards per game receiving to the running back position, and Perine has done this in 7 of 10 games. He is number 4 in yards per route run. When they play in that hurry up, the 2-minute drill offense, it is Perine and it's Russell dumping off to him like 3 or 4 times consecutively, almost every single damn game. So I love the over on that one. And last one in the NFL for me, Isaiah Pacheco is going to punish the opposition, that being Las Vegas. I think he's going to find the end zone. It's at low minus odds right now, and you might see some odd shifting in that, so definitely shop. Minus 115 at BetMGM. Vegas can't stop the run. They've allowed 10 total running back touchdowns a season, over 109 rush yards per game at RB position. Pacheco hasn't scored a TD since week 7, though he is number 9 in total red zone touches among running backs. I think he is going to penetrate the zone and Spike at home on that win for anytime touchdown. All right, let's go to college basketball real quick on this Friday. I got two bets that I really like. The Ohio State. We talked about the Buckeyes playing Michigan on the gridiron. I like them against Alabama on the hardwood. They're catching. I grab it at +8. I think the line is down to +7.5. I know Alabama's number one in the country at EFG offense. They've got a respectable defense at number 52. But who have they played? Their best opposition competition was Indiana State, number 92 in KenPom. And they beat them. They beat them handily in that one. But they haven't really been pressed by anybody. Ohio State's got talent. The key for Ohio State is defending the offensive glass. If they limit the second chance opportunities for Alabama with Zeki and Battle and the big freshman they got at 6'11", they seal off that glass. I think they're going to keep this thing relatively snug and tight. So I will take Ohio State +7.5. And Lundy, I don't think you've ever heard of this college, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Le Monde. It's in New York, DeWitt, New York, which is east of Syracuse. It has a total class of like 3,600 students. That is it at this private institution. They are Division I this season. I am taking them over on total points. That's sitting at 66.5 at a -120 juice at DraftKings against Pacific. And the reason being is this: Pacific loves to run. Le Moyne, who, interesting, the nickname, they're the Dolphins. Why, I don't know. They're in like a landlocked area. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Flipper.
Flipper. They love to run, too. 50% of their shots have been for three. And I know Pacific is giving up less than 30% from outside, but all Le Moyne or Le Moyne is going to do is jack shots from distance at a brisk pace. They're going to score 70 again, which they've done in three straight games. So love that team total on my top plays. And you can find all of my plays and Lundy's as well on our spreadsheets. Find Lundy's, all his hockey plays, and please tail them at Nate Lundy. It keeps on giving for him. You can find all my college basketball plays, got a little bit of college football and NFL action as well at Noisy Huevos. We are out of time. I'm out of breath. Also, drop us a rating and a review, which it kindly helps out our podcast immensely. Again, enjoy time with your families during the extended holiday weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Good luck at all your wagers. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you, Le Monde.